Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. An update now in the fight over the Elizabeth Street Garden, which the city is looking to replace with affordable housing for seniors. Looks like the garden will remain open through at least the end of next February. Garden director Joseph Reaver.
We had initially been served an eviction notice in October, on October 2nd, and we moved for a temporary stay, which we were granted. So we have a stay until the case is scheduled for February 2025.
The city, meantime, is still intent on converting the property. In fact, in a statement, officials said they remain undeterred, adding, quote, as over 2,100 seniors sleep in shelters tonight, the well-housed plaintiffs and attorneys behind the Elizabeth Street Garden can rest well knowing they have prevented the city from building affordable housing for seniors and public green space for at least another few months. Live or work in the Rockaways? Well, you might want to sit down for this. The shutdown of your subways between JFK and the last stops of the line, either Rockaway Park Beach, 116th, or Far Rockaway Mott Avenue, is happening. The Rockaway Park shuttle trains will also stop running to and from Broad Channel. This is next year. For nearly half the year.
Far Rockaway residents say the A train is frequently out of service on the weekends because of repairs. But to hear that there will be no A train service to this neck of the woods for 5 months, that just makes a bad situation worse.
It's terrible for the Far Rockaway riders.
The MTA says repairs that go back to Superstorm Sandy are necessary. And John says that will make his commute terribly long.
Tremendously. We're going to have to take a shuttle bus, which is never rare, and it's going to be a long ride.
Dean agreed. Taking a shuttle bus instead of the train is intolerable.
And where I'm going right now usually takes me 25 minutes. It's going to take me at least an hour with the shuttle.
A number of riders said Far Rockaway always seems to be last on the list. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at the Mott Avenue station in Far Rockaway.
Feeling anxious about the election? You and everyone else, no matter which candidate you support, right? Let's get that part of the story live from our Glenchuck.
Dr. Richard Waldron is a psychologist in Closter, New Jersey in Bergen County. He's been in practice since 1990. He tells me the number of clients he's seeing regarding election stress he's never seen before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the last 2 weeks, even just this week, I was just kind of taking sort of a random count, and it was about 34 people who basically we spent a good 20, 25 minutes of the session just talking about being very keyed up and worried about the election.
He says teens and adults alike, the best way to curtail the election-related anxiety is to rest.
So I tell people, go to sleep. Just go to sleep. You know, turn off the TV. And since sleep is essential for good mental health, you know, practice it. You know, get into the routine of it. Keep your room down at about 68 degrees. You're going to be all right.
In a new study, Waldron tells us 69% of Americans are feeling anxious, stressed, keyed up by this election process. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
The NYPD Police Academy vandalized during graduation week.
Saturday morning around 3:55, red paint had been splashed around the outside of the building on 28th Avenue in College Point. An American flag was crumpled nearby on the ground. NYPD officials say the surveillance cameras weren't operating, but there's also a police security team on duty 24/7. By Saturday afternoon, most of the paint had been power washed away. The academy is a busy place, conducting classes for police recruits, school safety agents, and traffic enforcement agents. So far, there's been no arrest. Carol DiIuria, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Queens.
Cops still looking for the drivers in two fatal hit and runs over the weekend. It was shortly after 9 last night at 5th Avenue at 135th Street in Harlem, where a 66-year-old man was struck by a driver who took off. He was rushed to the hospital but did not make it. On Saturday, it was around 10:40 at night when a minivan driver fled the scene after striking a man riding a bike. That was at West 155th and St. Nicholas Avenue. That bicyclist died on scene. Anyone with information in either incident is asked to call 800-577-TIPS. The race to get out of Dodge was the scene last night in Islip. That's when cops showed up to shut down a drag race near Sunrise Highway. But that did not end well, with several collisions, including at least two involving police cruisers. In addition, the scattering of cars made it difficult for emergency vehicles to access the area. Fortunately, there were no major injuries. So far, no word on the number of arrests.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.